done it. You found the Debt Street Podcast, where our guests from across the financial landscape discuss their exciting careers, their hard-won insights, and how they are helping clients turn debt into assets. And now, here's Carol, to bring you today's episode with our special guests, Craig and Charlie Coppola, from CRE OneSource.
So our two guests today, it's a father and son duo who has built a highly successful business that is all about helping CRE brokers track their pipelines and understanding their business. I'm extremely excited to introduce you to Craig and Charlie Coppola from CRE OneSource. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. I'm excited to be here.
Welcome to Debt Street. So we're super excited to hear about CRE OneSource and your product DealView. But before we dive in, I'd like to learn a little bit about you two's path. I know this is a father and son duo, so it sounds like maybe there's some timeline that's crossing. So Craig, maybe you can start first.
Yeah, so my story is actually pretty boring. I started commercial real estate in 1984, and in 1991, me and seven other guys started the first office for Lee & Associates outside of Southern California, Lee & Associates, Arizona. And since 1991, I've been doing the same thing. So I'm still at Lee & Associates. We have a big team there. So on a daily basis, for the last 38 years, I've been a commercial real estate broker. So that's my story. And that is actually the start, the origin of the story of CRE OneSource and this product that we have, DealView, because 15 years ago, we started needing some additional information, and I brought Charlie in to help us with that because Charlie was very good at Excel spreadsheeting. And so Charlie started it with us, really, in essence.
So, Charlie, did you kind of get threatened into the business?
Well, yep, I grew up in it. So I remember, you know, weekends, Saturday mornings when I was young, driving around town looking at buildings with my dad. And then, of course, in high school and college, you know, over the summers, I would intern and help him on his brokerage business. So, you know, I was always around it. I grew up in the industry. I know a lot of, you know, our family friends and his friends and my friends all, you know, have ties to commercial real estate. So I wouldn't say threatened. It was just something I grew up in. And I'm happy to be in the industry now. It's definitely something that's near and dear and close to home. And, you know, it's obviously been fun working with my dad with CRE OneSource.
Yeah, that is interesting. You know, sounds like you guys are all just nerding with all the other commercial real estate brokers.
It's really interesting because commercial real estate is a very lagging industry for technology and automation. And so we are actually trying to help brokers. There's a stat out there, something from Deloitte, 90% of all commercial brokers want to automate more of their business. And then 90% haven't done it because they don't really know how to do it. So we created this super easy product as a first step for brokers to start automating their pipeline in their actual transactions, which is kind of cool.
So can you guys actually expand on, I know the product, it's called DealView. So can you expand a little bit on like how it helps broker with kind of streamlining their business and how it helps enhance their ability to service their clients?
Yeah, sure. So I think, you know, Craig alluded to this, the origin story. We built a spreadsheet and Craig's team had a spreadsheet to start tracking their deals, which is, you know, not uncommon. Most brokers today use some sort of a manual method to track the deals that they're working on today, whether it be a whiteboard, a spreadsheet, pen and paper, deal folders, whatever it is. So about 10, 15 years ago, we had a spreadsheet and it was, you know, simple, but over the years, it really grew and morphed and, you know, really became kind of the heartbeat of their team. They would look at it every week as a team, and it really helped them build their team and their business up. And it had more than just their active deals. So there was data, there were tabs and formulas and charts, you know, all tracking different metrics on their business. And so we knew, you know, one, every broker kind of had their own version of a spreadsheet to track their deals. But we knew there was an opportunity to make things easier, faster, more efficient, less error prone. And I think, you know, equally as important, a way to actually leverage the data of all the deals you've done over the years to help you be better going forward. And so all of that led us to DealView, which we launched in January of this year. So just 4 or 5 months ago. And, you know, when we were launching, we were super intentional about making it a really simple tool for commercial real estate brokers. You know, it's a pain point. A lot of the systems out there are cumbersome and clunky and, you know, big learning curves. And it is a pain point for a lot of brokers today. So we were really intentional about making it simple, you know, just as simple as these manual methods, but, you know, try to keep it low effort for brokers, but still deliver high value for them. So, you know, all that led us to DealView and where we are today.
So for your software product, your target customers, are they sort of mid-size, smaller brokers? Because I'm guessing the larger brokers like the CBRE of the world and all of that, they will have their own.
It's interesting you would say that. CBRE does have a product, but none of the other big ones do. So
I see.
But we've gotten traction with the smaller firms because they're lacking. The bigger firms do have some clunky products that the brokers don't really particularly like. We built this specifically for individual brokers. So we do have people at CBRE, JLL, Cushman & Wakefield that are on our platform already, and they've just bought it themselves. So we are actually selling to individual brokers, not on an enterprise level, because we built it for the individual broker. And it's the first product in the marketplace that's specifically built for individual brokers for their pipeline.
That is actually very interesting.
Hey, we found something interesting.
So was there like a big win early on that makes you realize that this is really going to be a product that, you know, brokers need?
You know, it's interesting. You build it. We've been shocked because we built it based on what we've been doing manually for 15 years. And then we are shocked at the response that we've had because other brokers aren't doing it. They're not tracking their deals the way that our team has. I thought everybody else was doing it the same way, and it simply turns out they weren't, that they didn't have, not only did they might have a rudimentary way to track their pipeline, but the actual data and analytics that we give them with ours, none of them have that. It's surprising. So once we get somebody who gets a 15-minute demo, they go, oh my goodness, if we get them on a demo, our close ratio is extremely high because they see something they have never seen before. We are not, you know, we are not disrupting the industry. We're adding to it. We're not a CRM. We're not trying to take away how they do business. We're trying to give them a tool they've never had before.
I love it. You know, I know you said you're not disrupting the market, but the fact that, you know, the other brokers, when they look at it and they say they want it because they don't have it, in essence, you are disrupting the market and in a way that, you know, other people couldn't do.
Well, most people want to sell enterprise and get to a big sale and do that. We actually built this for the broker to actually do something good. So over time, you know, we've had such success, but, you know, we have a long ways to go. There's thousands and thousands of brokers out there that need this pipeline. And I guess we're adding to the system and we're kind of disrupting their business saying, hey, how did they do it before and what can they do now?
Yeah, for sure. That is very interesting. And, you know, last week I talked to a debt broker and he basically said, I'm building a platform to disrupt the market. And because he's like, I'll be out of a job in 5 years if I don't change. And he went ahead and built a software platform for just sourcing debt.
And it's interesting. Yeah, there is a lot of need for that kind of thinking in our industry. It's super hard. What's really hard is people say they want to automate, but when you actually say it's going to cost you $50 a month, they go, oh, I want to automate, but $50 a month. So, you know, they back off a little bit. So there is absolute need, and you're going to become a dinosaur.
I think there's also an art too to innovating. You know, if the change is so, you know, widespread and so immediate, it'll be really difficult to get traction and people to adopt that change. And so you do need to think a little bit about baby stepping people to that future version of the industry because, you know, and we've been really intentional about saying, hey, we meet brokers where they're at. We're going to give them something that they're already doing. It's just going to be better, faster, easier for them. And so, you know, if we were trying to change the way and really disrupt the way that they were doing their business, I'm not sure we would have, you know, success that, you know, overnight at least.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I also interview a different software company. They actually built software for lenders for their underwritings. And I asked them what their biggest competitor is, and they say Excel spreadsheets.
There it is. It's exactly, when you say that, it sounds, you know, people who are in the real world say, really? It's Excel spreadsheet for lenders. It's the exact same thing for commercial real estate brokers as well. Same thing.
Yeah. So I can totally understand that. So on the flip side, are there any sort of event that happened that you weren't sure if this is going to work out? When you always show it to somebody and they're like, oh, this is not doing anything for me.
There's been a number of events, and you know, we've been at it for 2 years now. We actually pivoted last fall to build DealView, and you know, turns out that was a great decision for our company. But until then, you know, we were working away at different things, and you know, a couple events. I can think of one right when we started the company. We had a person leading our tech side. Neither Craig or I have a software engineering background, and so we really needed a partner who could run and manage the software engineering side of our business. And you know, early on, you know, within a couple months, we had thought we found the right person. And, you know, they came to us after being with us for about 6 weeks and said, hey, this isn't the right industry for me. This isn't the right project for me. And so that set us back early on. And there's been a number of other things. As you can imagine, any small business startup company, there's the roller coasters that you go through. But, you know, we're cautiously optimistic that most of the big ones are in the rearview mirror at this point.
That's awesome. Yeah, especially when you first kind of start a company, you need to have the right cadence where everybody kind of on the same wavelength, same vision, so that you can actually move forward. Because, you know, I'm sure each person is doing 10 things, and whatever needs to be done, somebody has to do it, right? And you only have so many people.
We have had, you know, I grew Lean Associates with my partners, and it was a really interesting thing because that was my first venture into doing entrepreneurship. But we built it on us, that, you know, service industry, commercial real estate brokerage is a service industry providing a service to clients. This is a SaaS software company, and there's 1,000 more ways that that company can go awry than the way that we built our other business. So it has been an absolute hoot working with my son, and it's been absolutely stressful because we don't understand the SaaS software business. We do a lot better now, and we're smiling a lot more these days, but it's been 2 years of a lot of angst.
You know, you guys have courage too.
That's one way of putting it.
Well, the other thing that's unique about our software company is that we've self-funded to date. We're doing a small raise right now, but we've self-funded the first 2 years. I didn't want to go into the marketplace and raise money without knowing that we had product market fit. I wanted to make sure we had traction. I wanted to make sure that we could do that. I was willing to lose a substantial amount of money based on that. And so we are self-funded to date, which is another thing that's not unique it is pretty unique in the marketplace.
Yeah, Craig sounds like a tech founder. He's all about product market fit at this point. So I don't know. You might know more than you think you know. So
we're learning, right, Rory?
We're learning for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Do you guys go to those like prop tech conference, CRE tech conferences? Because there are several of them.
You know, we're 100% focused on getting this in front of the customers. So to date, we've been so focused on just executing and getting the right product in the right market and getting it in front of the brokers and continuing to grow. And so we've gone to commercial real estate conferences just to do just that, right? Get it in front of the right people. But, you know, I think one of the unique advantages of our company being able to self-fund it is the fact that we don't have to spend time networking with investors. You know, up to this point, we haven't had to spend time. And a lot of startup software companies, you know, their CEO has been in 50% of their time networking with raising money. And it's obviously a necessary evil and really important to the sustainability of the company, but it takes away from the execution, the building of the product, the selling, the onboarding of customers, all of that. And so, that is a unique advantage of ours, is we've been able to be 100% focused on building a great company.
Yeah, I like that very, very much. So what are the big goals, going forward for the rest of the year and next year?
Well, first goal is we want to get the cash flow positive. I mean, that's the goal of all. We're not there yet. We only launched the product 5 months ago, so we have some room to go. And it's a small sale. While we're in 20 states today, we do have some ways to go till we're cash flow. So that's the big one. And that's where we hope in the next 6 to 12 months to get there. And if we do, we've built a really cool business, and then we're going to actually grow the product. There will be additional modules added onto it. Today, we're doing a really good job and got great product market fit, but we think there's a couple other niches that are available for our brokers, and we kind of know now how they look at things and how much change they want, how fast they want, how easy they want it to be. And we think we have some insights that most don't, because we've been flogging this for a couple years.
Yeah, for sure. Especially you. I mean, a couple years is many years of experience. Great. When you first started, that was before I was born. So,
I know. I was long before you were born. Yeah, I have, obviously Charlie's on us. You guys are the similar age bracket. What's really interesting about this is that because we have a very unique, most founders don't have the depth and insight that we do. So I have a big team at Lean Associates called Coppola Cheney. We do 150 transactions a year. So this product, we are the guinea pig for this product. So what happens is whenever we put a new feature out, and we're doing that constantly, what's crazy is we launched this product in January. We started getting traction and we started getting feedback because we had users. And so now we're making it really better. So the sale today is a lot easier because we've already iterated. We have 3 full-time American software engineers, American-based. And so we can iterate very quickly on that. And so our product today is way better than it was even 90 days ago. And so what we do is we give the Coppola Cheney team at Lean Associates the beta version. We're testing it out long before we launch it, and then we put it into the marketplace. So we're seeing a lot of traction that way.
Yeah, that is brilliant. I've seen that business model before. You have internal users who are just like your target customers, and so your internal users give you feedback before it reaches to the external customers. That is actually brilliant. So a fun question. If you two would recommend one book each, what book would that be? And Craig, you cannot recommend the books that you write.
Oh, come on. Yesterday I gave a talk on, it was on the book Fantastic Life Revisited, and it was just the most incredible. It was a group of millennials and Gen Zs, and it was just a fabulous conversation with them. And so I would recommend my own book, obviously, but the one that I've been giving out, I've given out to 15 people in the last month, is a book called Strengths to Strengths. And it's for older people, or you can read it now, but I think it's a fabulous book. And it talks about your strengths as you're younger in the business, and now at my age where I'm more coaching and less, hard grinding. So that's the book that I'm recommending these days a lot. Charlie?
Charlie, what's your book?
Yeah, I would say Atomic Habits, James Clear. It's a bestseller now. I read it a few years ago, and it's affected me personally, professionally. I think there's a ton of good information in that. And so if you haven't read it, I would recommend you read it.
That's a great book. So Craig, I was just joking you about not recommending your own book, but would you actually expand on the book? Did you write one or two books?
No, I have 6 books that are published now. The 7th book will be out in the next 90 days. The last book that was out was a book that I wrote, a book called A Fantastic Life, about 9 years ago. And it got really good traction. We had a lot of feedback from it. And then over the last 9 years, I've obviously grown and learned. We have a weekly blog called Lifeies, L-I-F-E-I-E-S. And so we have a large audience on Lifeies, and every week we've done that for the last 9 years. So we've got a lot of learnings, and I had a lot of learnings. And so I just went back and rewrote the entire book. It's not an updated version. It's actually a completely rewritten book called The Fantastic Life Revisited. So that's my latest. I've got three commercial real estate books. Two of them are published under The Rich Dad banner with Robert Kiyosaki, How to Win in Commercial Real Estate Investing, and then one on leasing. And then I have one that I co-wrote with Bill Lee called Chasing Excellence, and then the Fantastic Life books. So I've been fortunate to have a number of books published, which is great.
That's it, listeners. You have options. You have different options. You can look through a list of his books. I know they're on Amazon.
Go to Amazon. Yep.
Yep. So if commercial real estate brokers would like help with their software, how is the best way for them to reach you to?
Yeah, so there's on our website, CREOneSource, all spelled out, .com. There's a place to actually book a demo and just schedule time with us. So that's one way. And then, or, you know, they can just email us directly. My email, Charlie, CHARLIE, .Coppola, COPPOLA, @ CREOneSource.com. You know, they can reach out to me directly too.
And the best one for me is my Lee address, ccoppola@leearizona.com. And I'm on that, you know, if someone just Googles me, they can get, because with the books, I've got a lot of, tend to be out there.
Would they be able to find your cell phone number?
Yeah, if they go on, our cell phone number. If they go on Lee & Associates website or coppolacheney.com, C2 Advisors, how about the letter C, the number 2, advisors.com is a website for our team.
There we go. So really, one phone number away, you can directly reach the founders, our latest SaaS platform for CRE brokers. Thank you, Craig and Charlie, so much for being on the show. And for those of you listening, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a comment wherever you are listening. That helps us to keep making the show better and better. And also make sure to send Craig and Charlie your questions about helping CRE brokers track their pipelines and understand their business. We'll see you next time on Debt Street.
Thank you for listening into this episode of the Debt Street Podcast, brought to you by Derivative Logic Incorporated. Derivative Logic helps you get straight to smart about interest rates and how best to manage your risks. Please like and share the link to this episode with your friends and coworkers. And subscribe to be notified of upcoming episodes. If you need to stay informed about interest rates, please go to www.derivativelogic.com and subscribe to the weekly Straight to Smart newsletter. Each edition looks at news and events of the past week, looks forward to important data soon being released, and briskly summarizes what it all means for you and your business. We look forward to welcoming you to the next episode of the Debt Street Podcast.